让上帝能够把祝福领导这个国家，免去战争，免去恐慌。
So that there be no war, no starvation.
我们感觉到这首诗歌好像就将太平洋两岸就连接在一起啊。
So we're connected through the Pacific Ocean, connected together.
我们今天一讲来分享一个题目，我们忽略了什么？
The topic of today's sermon, have we missed the point?
有时候我们很专注于一些的事情呢，有的时候往往就忽略掉一些很基本的、很重要的事情。
Sometimes we neglect something important.
那我们今天想借着今天的分享呢，让弟兄姐妹来思想一下，是不是我们在这一件事情上，我们有一些地方疏忽了。
Let's meditate, have we missed the point?
主耶稣在最后的时候呢，给了门徒啊一个命令。
So Jesus gave the last order to his disciple before ascension.
这个时间呢，是在耶稣要升天之前，他吩咐了他的门徒。
So that's what he spoke with his disciples.
我们如果仔细去读圣经的时候，你会发现主耶稣所讲的每一句话，没有一句话是多的，也没有少的。
So nothing can add or deduct it from his speaking.
他讲的话是非常的精准的。
So it's very precise.
那我们来思想，他最后讲的那些话一定是非常要紧的。
So what he said before ascension must be very important.
他跟他们相处三年的时间。
He spent 3 years with his disciples.
他被钉死。
Then he was nailed to the cross.
埋葬并且复活。
Buried, resurrected.
跟门徒相处40天的时间
，then spend 40 days with his disciples。
这个时候，他要离开他们，要往天上去的时候
，before ascension to heaven，
耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
”Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me."
主耶稣说：“所有的权柄，天上的、地下的，所有的权柄，现在都在我的身上。”
So all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
因为他做完成了一件人类没所有的历史里面没有办法完成的一件事情。
He accomplished historical events that never done before.
人类一直没有办法胜过的一件事情，他完成了。
Man cannot overcome death, but he did.
他胜过罪恶，他也胜过死亡。
He overcame sins and death.
所以人的能力呢，没有办法达到这个层次的。
Human power cannot achieve this.
但是他胜过了以后，他得胜了以后呢，他得着了胜过死亡和阴间的权柄在他手上。
So he overcame and had all the authority in his hand.
所以他用这个权柄，他要来吩咐这些门徒。
So based on this authority, he commanded his disciples.
他说：“所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。”
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
他用这么大的绝对的权柄呢，来吩咐他们说：“所以你们要出去。”
So it's an absolute power. He sent people out.
不是，所以你们要叫别人来。
So it's not you came.
不是说我们坐在教堂说我让外面的人来啊来啊来啊，不是的。
It's not we sat in the church and asked people to join us.
而是我们要出去。
We need to go out of the church.
使所有的人做耶稣的门徒。
And make disciples of all nations.
他说是我的门徒。
My disciples.
他这里不是讲说做让他们做信徒。
So it's not just believe.
或者是教徒。
Or just come to the church.
而是要做他的门徒。
But be a disciple.
接下来说，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
他说要教训他们，不是教训他们，让他们知道道理。不是，而是教训他们，让他们也来遵守。
So teach them and obey.
所以主耶稣把这个大的命令呢，吩咐了他的门徒。
So this is the great commission.
在他要吩咐这个门徒之前呢，他复活以后呢，四十天的时候呢，他对他们讲了一个事情。
So 40 days after his resurrection, he spoke about one thing.
他对他们说，父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期，不是你们可以知道的。
He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times and dates of the Father has set by His own authority."
也就是说，他要离开他们之前呢，他告诉他们一件事情，就是说，你们要知道一个时间，那个时间会来的，那个时间是天父要审判这个整个世界的末日的审判会来的。
It's about the time of His second coming and judgment.
也就是说。天父要审判这个世界的时间呢，是你们不能知道的，没有一个人能会知道的。
We will not know the time that God will judge us.
但是有一件事情你们可以知道的。
But one thing for sure.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
也就是说，末日审判的时间你们不知道，但是有一件事情你们可以知道的，就是当圣灵降临到你身上的时候，你就会得到一种能力。
So we don't know judgment day, but we will know the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
So we need to go and make disciples of all nations.
因为你们得到我的能力，圣灵的能力在你们身上，所以你们可以去使万民做我的门徒。
Because you receive my power through Holy Spirit to make disciples of all nations.
你们去使万民做我的门徒的时候，你们就为我做见证。
So that's be his witness.
所以这个是主耶稣吩咐门徒，也就今天来讲，吩咐教会必须。完成的一件事情。
So that's to his disciple and also to the church nowadays.
这个是叫做用天上地下所有的权柄所吩咐的，所以这件事情是一个命令。
So that's a commission and command.
所以是不能妥协的，不能谈条件的。
It's not negotiable.
好，那这件事情是这么大的一件事情。
It's a major event.
那对我们每一个人。一个基督徒来讲，我个人最真正需要知道的事情是什么呢
？So how it matters to each one of us？
在马可福音里面讲到门徒他们彼此在那里讨论说，这样谁能够得救呢
？So because his disciples discuss in Book of Mark, who then can be saved？
所以对基督徒来讲，对你最切身需要知道的一件事情就是说我是不是得救了
？So what matters to most Christians? Are we really saved ourselves？
弟兄姐妹，你有没有把握？你已经是确实得救了
？Are you certain you receive salvation？
你的依据是什么
？What's your base？
好，我们在这里看见两件事情，一个是我是一个基督徒，我最需要知道的是我是不是得救了。
So as a Christian, the most critical thing is whether we're saved or not.
那为什么耶稣要离开的时候颁布了这一个命令，说你们要去使万民做我的门徒呢
？Why God said before ascension, go and make disciples of all nations？
这两件事情是一件事呢，还是分开的两件事情呢
？Are they two issues or just one single issue？
这主耶稣吩咐我们去的这件事情，跟我是不是得救，能不能联系上来呢
？So how can we connect go and whether we're saved or not？
如果从一个我知道我得救了，到我能够尽上我的本分，达到主耶稣要求在我身上的要求，去使万民做我门徒，这两个。点的之间呢，我怎么样去走过来呢
？So how can we connect being saved and go and make disciples？
也就是说，从我得救一直到顺服耶稣的命令呢，这中间怎么样的走过去呢
？So how we go from being saved and obeyed and do His great commission？
这是一个很艰难的一段路。
It's a difficult journey。
所以主在这件事情上，他有应许的。
So that's why the Lord's promise to us.
他的应许给我们的是在马太福音里面讲到说，一切所有的都是我父交付我的，除了父，没有人知道子；除了子和子所愿意指示的，没有人知道父。
All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him.
也就是说，从得救一直到顺服主耶稣的这个命令的这一段，能够走这条路的人呢，只有主耶稣自己知道。
So from being saved to obey his son, only Jesus knows those people.
所以能够走完这条路的人呢，主耶稣他愿意启示给你。
If you can finish the journey, that means Jesus revealed to you.
那这段路的艰难的路里面呢，主耶稣应许了一件事情，是很艰难的，但是他说，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
It's a difficult journey, but Jesus promised, Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
从得救一直到顺服主耶稣的命令，这一段路呢，这个是主耶稣他的轭要放在你身上的。
So that's a yoke between being saved and obey his command.
主耶稣说，这是我的轭要放在你身上。
So take my yoke upon you.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
My yoke is light and my burden is easy.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在这里看见一件事情，从我确定得救到顺服主耶稣的命令，这段路呢，主耶稣给了我们一个应许，他答应这件事情，你如果背这个重担的时候呢，你可以到我面前来，我能够使你得安息。
So God gave us the promise, come to him for peace and rest from being saved to obey his command.
所以我们现在再回到最根基的问题上面。
So get back to the basics.
我怎么知道我是得救的？
How do we know we are saved?
圣经里面讲到，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world, and that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
并且就讲到，信子的人有永生，不信子的人得不着永生，神的震怒藏在他身上。
Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him.
在中文的圣经里面呢，不太容易看见有一个很关键的字。
So in Chinese version, there's a one important word.
第十六节讲到说，叫一切信他的，事实上在英文的里面是 believe。不是 believe him, 是 believe in him.
So that's believe versus believe in him.
第三十六节也说到，信子的人有永生，那个信子的也是 believe in the Son.
So we stressed believe in the Son.
所以 believe him 跟 believe in him 是不一样的意思。
So there's a difference between believe and believe in.
所以中文我们常常讲说信耶稣，信耶稣就是指，事实上这个字是有差了一点点的，就差了很大的。
There's no difference in Chinese, just one word. But in English, there's difference between believe and believe in.
所以要得救的话呢，你必须要 believe in him 才叫做得救，不是 believe him.
So believing, you won't be saved. You have to believe in him to be saved.
信，圣经所讲的信呢，它不仅仅只是说我听到了，我明白了。
So in Bible, faith is not just heard, understood, agreed.
甚至也不是只是知道了、同意了、我赞成了。
It's not only accepted, agreed.
也不是只有说我受浸了，我很热心。
It's not about baptized, showing zeal.
我服侍了，我很虔诚。
Neither just served or devoted.
这个信的意思是说，你要信进到耶稣的里面去。
But you have to believe in him.
你进去了，你进到他里面去了。
So really into his belief.
所以今天有好些的人都以为我信耶稣，我信耶稣，但是这个信呢，并没有进去的。
So a lot of Christians do not really believe in Jesus.
当我们信进去的时候呢，你就会发现耶稣就进到你里面来了。
Because when you believe in him, Jesus will come into you.
那我刚才从头开始讲到说，我得救了，一直到顺服耶稣的命令呢，这个中间到底是不是两件事，还是一件事呢？
So that's why it's really just one thing being saved versus obey his command.
今天我们想借着圣经呢，让我们看见这是完全是同一件事情。
Through Bible, we can see these two things in one.
我怎么能够确定我很有把握？我知道我得救了。我今天如果离开这个世界，我知道我一定会到天堂。
So how can we be sure we're saved? When we die, we will ascend to heaven.
这里有一个辨别的记号在我们身上。
This is how we can verify that.
如果我们忙很多的事情，甚至为教会忙很多的事情，但是我们却疏忽了这个，是很可惜的。
So even though we serve a lot in church, but miss this point, that's a pity.
今天我借着圣经让大家自己有机会再去再一度的来思想，我真的有把握，我确实是一个得救的人。
So through Bible, let's verify it. We're really saved.
这里的辨别 你自己可以做一个分辨的记号。第一件事情是在我们这个人的里面。
So that's make sure it's inside you.
这件事情是发生在你个人的里面。
It's only you individually.
刚才讲到说我信进入了耶稣，我信进去了。
So I believe in Jesus.
这个时候耶稣就会进到你里面来。
Then Jesus will come into you.
你接下来你就会自己会感受到一件事情真的在我里面发生了。
Then you will experience one thing.
因为这个进来的耶稣呢，不是我原来这个人所拥有的。
So when Jesus comes into you, something changed.
所以变成 我的里面呢，变成有两个生命在里面了。
So right now there are two lives within me.
一个是我原来自己的生命。
One is old self.
另外一个是耶稣的新的生命跑进来了。
The other one is new one.
好，如果你信进去了以后呢，接下来就会发生下面的事情。
If you really believe in him, the following will happen.
我也知道，在我里头就是我肉体之中，这个就是我原来的这个我。我这个老我的里面呢，没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
I know that nothing good lives in me, that's old self, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out.
这里讲到说立志为善，不是我那个原来的旧人要立志为善。
So this is not about the old one, desire to do good.
是进来的那个耶稣的新的生命呢，他要立志为善。
It's the new life desire to do what is good.
但是我行不出来，因为我那个老我太强壮了，他不愿意顺服。
But because my old self will not obey, that's why I cannot carry out.
所以故此，我所愿意的善，就是我那个新的人所愿意的善呢，我反不做；我所不愿意的恶呢，我倒去做。
So for I means the new one do is not the good I want to do. No.The evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing.
这个时候你就会感觉到，我觉得有一个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。
So when I desire to do good, but the evil one prevented me from doing so.
就是新的人想要做耶稣希望做的事情呢，这个时候这个老的老我呢，就会与这个同时就两个出现了，就两个会对抗了。
So there's struggle between the old one and the new life.
因为按着我里面的意思，就是我新人的意思呢，我是喜欢神的律。
The new one preferred God's law.
但我觉得肢体中那个老我另外有个律，和我心中那个属神的律呢，两个就在那里交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。
But I see another law at work in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind, and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within my members.
当你信进去了，你信进到耶稣里面的时候，你的里面就产生这种现象就出来了。
So when you believe in Jesus, the struggle will come.
所以保罗说：“我真是苦啊！谁能够救我脱离这取死的身体呢
？”What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body of death? According to Paul,
一个国家如果发生内战，大家都痛苦。
So if there's a civil war within a nation, then everyone suffered.
你可以想象在你的里面每天这两个在那里打内仗，当然你不会快乐的。
So imagine the internal struggle between old self and new life.
你会常常觉得非常的痛苦，非常的叹息。
So you suffer and you sigh.
这个是告诉你一个很大的好消息。
But that's good news.
你已经得救了。
Means you're saved.
这个是正常的得救人的现象。
That's a normal phenomenon of a person being saved.
但是如果你持续不放弃，用信心相信，因为这很苦。但是主耶稣，刚才我们讲到主耶稣有个应许，他说怎样，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。
When you suffer, you got to have faith about the promise. Come to me, you're heavy burdened.
这主耶稣答应我们的事情。
That's a promise from Jesus.
因为这个轭是他加在我的里面的。
Because that's Jesus' yoke upon us.
所以我里面有征战，很苦的。
Even though we suffer from the struggle within.
但是耶稣说你来。
But Jesus said, come to me.
我能够使你得安息。
I will give you rest.
所以如果你处在这样的情况之下，不要灰心。
Don't despair if you encounter such struggle within you.
有时候基督徒走到这个阶段的时候，他会甚至会觉得，我好像比我以前的还没有成为基督徒之前，我觉得我自己更糟糕。
Some Christians may feel at this stage it's worse than being non-believer.
其实这只是说把过去的那个老我更多的在神的面前被显明出来，才看让你看见真正自己原来的光景是怎样。
Because that's a plight of the old self exposed in front of God.
如果你有这样的征战的话，你已经是一个得救的人。
If you have such struggle, means you're saved.
不要放弃。
Do not give up.
常到他的面前，他会使你得安息。
Come to Jesus often. He will give you rest.
这些都发生在你里面的事情。
That's all happened within you.
只要你不肯放弃，持续的相信这位主，仰望他所赐的能力的话呢，接下来会有一个很奇妙的事情会发生。
If you keep on believing in him, believe in his promise, something wonderful will happen afterwards.
那个信进去耶稣的那个新的人呢，他会产生一些的事情。
The new life within you will happen.
圣经里面讲到，这个新人呢，他就会结出果子来了。
Because the fruit of spirit will come.
仁爱、喜乐、和平。
Love, joy, peace.
忍耐、恩慈、良善。
Patience, kindness, goodness.
信实、温柔、节制。
Faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
这些就会在你的新人的里面就产生出来，是在一个很艰苦的环境，好像在征战的环境里面，它就会慢慢的就长出来了。
Within your struggle, the fruit of spirit will gradually appear.
所以要到这个阶段的时候呢，你的新人就越来越强壮，那个旧人就越来越衰退。
So during this stage, the new life will keep on growing, and the old self.Will deteriorating.
这个时候你才开始会感受到信了耶稣以后的喜乐就慢慢的出来了。
Then you experience the joy and peace within you, believing Jesus.
所以如果基督徒一刚刚开始信主就整天嘻嘻哈哈就都很快乐的话，我要打一个问号的。
So some question mark if the new Christian experience joy and peace immediately.
你必须一定要走过那个艰难的征战的过程。
It's a necessary struggle.
到耶稣的面前来恳求他给你得安息。
So that you can come before Jesus and ask for his rest.
让你的新人越来越强壮，越来越强壮的时候，开始有了果子的以后，你才开始有了喜乐。
So let your faith grow, and the fruit of spirit shows, so that you can experience love, joy, and peace.
主耶稣对这件事情用很清楚的来交代。
So he had a clear command.
就是我们里面这个信了耶稣以后，这个新的生命的反应，他告诉我们。
That's the response of a new life.
主耶稣说，我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
Jesus said, I'm the true vine, and my father is the gardener.
你们要藏在我里面。
Remain in me.
刚才我们讲到你要信，要信进到耶稣里面，这个意思就在这里，你们要藏在我里面。
So believe in Jesus means remain in Jesus.
信进去的时候意思就是我常常去读主耶稣的话，这就是信到他里面去了。
So believe in Jesus means study his words.
我常常跟他祷告，我信进到他里面去了。
Means praying often.
如果我们常常在他里面的话，主耶稣说我也常在你们里面。
Remain in me and I will remain in you.
他说枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子，你们若不常在我里面也是这样。
No branch can bear fruit by itself, it must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me.
所以我们要信呢，一定要信到进入耶稣里面。
So that is why believeIn Jesus,
并且是要常常在他里面
and stay in him all the time.
就像刚才我们讲的那两个在那里征战的时候呢，你常常在他里面的时候呢，那个新人就越来越强壮。
So that's why during the struggle, the new life will overcome the old one.
这个新人靠着耶稣呢，就能够在征战当中慢慢的结出果子来了。
Through Jesus, the new life will bear the fruit of Holy Spirit.
如果这个新人没有常常在耶稣的里面，这个新人就非常的脆弱，非常的矮小，没有办法跟旧人有办法征战。
If we do not believe in Jesus, the new life will not grow, cannot conquer the old self.
所以主耶稣说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
That is why Jesus said, I'm the true vine, and you're the branch.
藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。
If a man remain in me and I in him,
这人就多结果子。
He will bear much fruit.
所以信一定要信到进去里面。
So that's why I keep on stressing belief in Jesus.
因为耶稣说，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Because Jesus said, apart from me, you cannot do anything.
所以为什么我们在教会里面常常劝弟兄姐妹说你一定要读经要祷告。
So that's why we said prayer meeting and Bible study is so important.
你需要默想，你要亲近主。
So you need to meditate and be close to God.
这个就是你常常在他的里面，他也常常在你里面。
That's why I'm in you and he will be in us.
如果我们要做一个基督徒却不能够常常在他里面的话，你真的是很痛苦的。
So as a Christian,If we don't abide in him,
因为耶稣预先已经知道我们会受很大的冲击，是很辛苦的，所以他已经给我们应许说，凡劳苦担重担的，可以到我这里来，我就是你的安息。
So Jesus knows as a Christian, there's pain and suffering. That's why come to me, you're weary and heavy burdened, because I will give you rest.
这个是你怎么知道你是一个得救的人？从你的里面，你可以自己去辨认我是不是一个得救的人。
So by this, within yourself, you will definitely know whether you are saved or not.
我里面是不是常常有征战？
Whether there's struggle within me?
我里面的新人是不是能够长大，在征战中长大，并且能够结出果子来？
Whether I bear fruit through the struggle?
你借着这样的话，你就可以检验了。
So that's how you can differentiate.
这是我们里面的情况。
That's the situation inside us.
那还有一个外面的状况。
So what about the outside situation?
我们外面有什么状况，我们可以分辨我是不是一个得救的人。
So how can we know from outside whether we're saved or not?
主耶稣接下来讲到葡萄树和枝子的事情上，他接下来说，不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们。
But you did not choose me, but I chose you.
并且分派你们去结果子。
And appointed you to go and bear fruit.
叫你们的果子长存。
Fruit that will last.
使你们奉我的名无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。
Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name.
所以刚才讲到我们确定我们得救了，跟主耶稣的吩咐要我们去使万民做他的门徒，是不是能够联系得上呢？
So that's how we connect being saved and obey his great commission.
这里主耶稣说，不是你们拣选了我，是我在万人当中拣选你。
Jesus said, you did not choose me, but I chose you.
所以这个是一个恩典。
So this is a grace.
所以有时候有些基督徒会发现说，其实比我好的人还很多，为什么上帝会拣选我呢？
Sometimes you feel you're worthy, but why God chose me?
因为他看中了你。
Because he looked important upon you.
他有一个很宝贵的使命要交在你的身上。
He cherished you and gave you the great commission.
他说，并且分派你们出去。
So that's why appointed you and to go.
他这里讲到说，出去。
To go.
跟刚才所讲的大使命说，所以你们要去是同一个字的。
So it's the same verb, go and make disciple in the great commission.
并且要派你们出去以后呢，还要怎样？出去以后呢，要去结果子。
So go and bear fruit.
这个果子是可以长存的果子。
So the fruit that will last.
什么叫做这个果子可以长存的果子呢？
What does it mean, fruit that will last?
是不是你去做一点善事？
You're just doing good deeds.
你去帮一些人的忙。
Help others.
这些做所做的事情能不能长存呢？
So will those things last?
事实上我们都知道这些事情是很短暂的。
We know those things are just temporary.
你帮助了人，别人对你说谢谢，就差不多结束了。
So you help other people, they thank you, that's the end to it.
所以果子怎么能够长存呢？
Then how will the fruit that will last?
这个果子能够长存，就是你把你里面那个生命，耶稣基督给你的那个生命传递到另外一个人的身上去。
That means your new life passed it on to another person.
当这个人听受了这个生得着这个生命的时候，这个生命就可以持续的延续下去。
So when they receive the gospel and have new life, then the life will go on.
常常我们在这里讲到说，我们要去使万民做他的门徒，我们常常会有一个不太正确的印象。
So when we talk about make disciples of all nations, there's a misconception.
我们想说这个就叫做传福音。
That means spread the gospel.
所以传福音的意思就是说，有人坐在下面好好的听你讲一篇的道理。
So is that just listening to the sermon?
甚至好像是要布道会一样。
Or like evangelical meeting.
但是主耶稣的意思不是这样子的。
But Jesus means more.
主耶稣事实上讲传福音，把去使万民做我的门徒，事实上就是把你里面那个耶稣基督的生命传递给他就可以了。
That means you need to give your new life and make other people also receive your new life.
这个生命这件事情，如果我把它形容成像那个滤过性病毒的话，或者是像感冒的细菌一样。如果福音就像这个滤过性的病毒或者细菌，
So the new life or the gospel should be just like a virus.
会传染的。
You can be infectious.
因为这个里面有生命。
Because there's life within the virus.
所以基督徒事实上是一个带着会传染的病毒的人。
So a Christian should be just like an infectious virus.
但是这是一个好的病毒。
But it's a good virus.
它可以 传染给别人的。
So you can spread to others.
不是说一定要把什么道理讲得完整了，全套了，不是用这种方法而已。
You may not give a good sermon.
其实只要你跟他相处一段时间，他就应该会被传染的。
If you spend time with a non-believer, they should feel your infectious virus within you as a Christian.
一个生命的传递是自然当中生活当中的接触，很正常平常的 日子过的时候自然会接触到的。
Through daily contact, it's a natural progression to spread it on.
这个外面的记号，你是不是一个得救的人，从这个地方你也可以印证在我里面的这个生命有没有生命力，它能不能传染出去，能够传递出去吗？
So that's the outside verification, whether you can spread your new life within to others.
我非常的讶异说，一个基督徒与一群人相处了一段的时间以后呢，周围的人一点都没有被感染到。这个时候我们必须回来检查我们自己。
So sometimes it's surprising that a Christian spend time among non-Christian, nothing happened. Then you should reflect upon yourself, what really happened.
一定必须发生一些事情的。如果你是一个得救的人
，If you saved, the people around you should see something.
我们要确定我是不是得救的时候呢，你要从你的身上看，被我传染的这个人，他经过了一段时间以后，他能不能再传染在另外一个人。
So whether you're truly saved, you should see the interaction with others people. Whether the people interact with you can spread the gospel to another.
如果第二个人能够被传染到的时候，你就可以很确定的知道这个生命是活的生命。
So if the third party can receive the new life, then you know the life will go on.
所以主耶稣才会为我们吩咐这么一件的命令，说你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
So that's why the Great Commission, go and make disciples of all nations.
当你跨越了出去传递这个生命的时候，你就可以知道你是不是一个得救的人。
So when you go, that's how you realize whether you're truly saved.
在这个地方，我们不要推卸责任。
Don't say it's not my responsibility.
我们常常听到有的人说，我对某某人传十年以后，他信主了。
So sometimes I said, well, I spread the gospel and he believed after 10 years.
因为这十年你并没有去追踪。
But you didn't follow up within the 10 years.
因为那十年的里面并不是因为你过去所传的，他还有接触到一些真正有生命的基督徒。
During the 10 years, maybe he encountered others, Christians, who really give lives.
我的意思是说，我们不是像布道家一样对几十个人、几百个人传道，我是讲跟你生活有接触的这些人，应该当中有些人要被传染的。
So it's not about evangelical meeting. You spread the gospel to tens of thousands of people, but just look at the people around you.
跟你有接触的人，你一定可以把这个生命传递给他的。
So the people around you should receive your Christian life to them.
我们来看耶稣跟他所接触的人，只要与他相处一段时间，就有人感受到了。
So look at Jesus, the people around him experience something.
我们觉得说，耶稣你是神的儿子，所以这种事情不稀奇，你可以行神迹。
So we can always say, oh, because Jesus is son of God, of course, there's miracle.
那我们来看再 降下来一点，彼得、约翰。
So what about Peter and John?
我们想，哇，他是大使徒，所以呢，自然他有很多人会因为他们传递生命。
Because they're apostle, of course.People believe in them.
那我们再讲一个，我们再讲腓力，那传福音的，他是一个执事。
So what about Philip? He's only a deacon.
如果再继续降下去的话，你会发现，其实这些人只要他有生命，他就可以传递。
Because there's Christian life within them, that's why how can they spread it out, pass it on?
在旧约的圣经里面，你注意看到有一个现象，就是当妇女不能生育的话，这个妇女就会说这是极大的羞耻。
In Old Testament, infertility is look at a great disgrace to the family.
我本来看圣经的时候，我怎么觉得好像对这种事情，为什么用这种方法来对待呢
？So I always wonder why people look upon barren woman this way.
后来明白过来，原来这个指的是今天新约的基督徒。
Because now I understood it mentioned about the Christian in the New Testament.
因为从你的身上没有把生命能够传递，这个事实上就是旧约所讲的不能生育的妇女。
Because if you cannot pass it on your life to others, that means you are barren.
这个在上帝的面前就像旧约时代的那个不能生育的妇女一样。
So in God's eye, we're just like the barren woman in Old Testament time.
弟兄姐妹，要把生命传递出去，是不是很辛苦
？It's not easy to pass it on.
是不是一个很大的重担
？It's a great burden sometimes.
主耶稣说什么
？What did Jesus say?
凡劳苦担重担的人
，Come to me.
到我面前来。
You weary and heavy burden, come to me.
我可以使你得安息。
I will give you rest.
这个生命一定要传递出去。
We have to pass it on.
因为主耶稣到那个末日审判的时候，他要在你的身上要跟你结账的。
Because during the judgment day, that is what God look.
他说我分派你出去要结果子，而且要结那个长存的果子。
So I ask you to go and make fruit that lasts.
虽然你没有布道家的恩赐，但是你有基督的生命在你里面。
Even though you don't have the gift to be an evangelist, but you have the life as a Christian.
所以从里面的生命的征战跟生命的成熟，我们可以知道我是一个得救的人。
So from the struggle within and overcome, you know you're saved.
还有从外面福音的生命能够从我生命传递到另外一个人，我也可以知道我是一个得救的人。
And from the outside verification that you pass it on.
我再多讲一点点，有些人另外一个误解。
And there's another misunderstanding.
你是不是曾经听过说，我要用我的好行为让别人能够感受到？
Sometimes you say, well, I have to show others my good behavior.
听起来很好的。
It's nothing wrong.
你知道吗？讲这样的话的人是非常骄傲的人，你知道吗
？But the people saying such thing is a very prideful person.
要用我的行为来感动别人，这是很不容易的事情。
It's very difficult to use your own good behavior to touch others.
我们应当很努力的，让我们的好行为使别人能够得着。
Because good behavior, sometimes you want to make other people accept and appreciate.
对我自己来讲，我发现我这条路，我大概要很久很久很远，很难达成的。
But it's a long and winding road.
所以我是用我的嘴巴来讲。
So I know it's difficult. That's why I'm just talk the talk.
别人不知道要等多久才能够看到我的好行为。
Because it may take a long while for others to notice my good behavior.
我不敢这么有把握。
So I wasn't sure.
所以我用我很不成熟的话语来跟你讲。
So sometimes I spoke in an immature way.
我在讲的时候，我只是告诉他说，主耶稣怎么样拯救我这样的一个罪人。
So sometimes I just told others, a God saved a sinner like me.
过去的我是这个样子。
Old self.
他拯救了以后的我是这个样子。
And right now, my new life.
我没有所谓夸口的地方。
So nothing to boast about.
这个是我们传福音的方法。
This is how we spread the gospel.
因为我自己愿意在神面前谦卑，说我的行为不知道要到什么时候，但是我要履行我应该尽的本分。我用我的口，左口笨舌也好，我就是这样的传递。
Sometimes we just use our talk.
不要用这种方法来给自己找借口，不向人传述耶稣基督的恩典。
But that just excuse not to spread the grace of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹。我今天所讲的这件事情，可能你开始真的有很强烈的感觉的时候，可能就是你的生命快要到尽头的时候。
Sometimes you may not feel this way until the end of your life.
我遇到一些的人，他们生命觉得感觉到已经比较到了尾声的时候，他们确实从心里面会问我一个问题，说我是不是一个真正得救的人。
So most people toward the end of their life question whether I'm really saved or not.
我向神祷告说，我们在座没有一个人。当你要离开这个世界之前，你还要问这个问题。
So I pray that none of us will ask this question before the end of our life.
刚才已经讲到，你可以辨认里面的记号跟外面的记号。
There's verification inside and outside.
当那一天必须你要面对它的时候，你的在世上活的日子的最后日子要面对的时候，你可以很坦然的说：“我知道我所信的是谁，我要去他那里。”
So I hope during that time.You have certainty said that's what I'm going facing the God.
因为你有里面的证据，也有外面的证据。
So you have proof inside and outside you.
这个让我们就今天在这个地上的日子，你可以坦荡荡的过你每一天的日子。
So that's how you should live every day.
因为有那个确据，你就有真正的平安。
Because that with that verification, then you can have peace in you.
所以我们来思想顺服耶稣的话，结果得着的益处却是超过我们所求所想。
So when you obey, you will receive the blessing more than you can expect.
当我们信进去了，信到耶稣里面去了。
When we believe in Jesus.
然后我们就顺服了。
And we obey.
他说你们要去，我就去。
When he said go, we go.
让我这个左口笨舌，我来告诉人。使他们能够成为耶稣基督的门徒。
Even though I'm good at worst, but I still need to spread the life.
就这样的一个方向走的时候，上帝会在我里面做奇妙的工作。
As you follow His direction,
结出圣灵的果子在我里面。
Then we'll need to bear fruit.
并且我可以在外面看见别人的生命因着我这样的顺服，他们的生命得着变化。
Because my obedience to God's command, you can see others' life changed.
我现在我就可以享受真实的平安。
Now I can really enjoy the peace.
我是过在一个确实得救的确据的里面来过我每天的日子。
Now there's verification that I'm truly saved.
盼望弟兄姐妹，今天这个的提醒，但愿这是我们没有这样的疏忽。
So I hope we did not neglect this great commission.
每一个人都知道我确实是一个得救的人。
And all of you verify that you are saved.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.